Today we will continue in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, living with one eye on eternity. Are we living with one eye on eternity? Are we living with eternity's values in view? We'll find that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. God bless you, good neighbor. Thank you so much for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit. It's our joy and honor to be with you here today. I hope you're doing well. Stay at it for the Lord. Stay the course. Stay strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We don't need any casualties in these last days. We need to stay strong, don't we? And God will give you the strength. He'll give you the grace to continue in the things which you've learned in the Word of God. And I hope we can be some sort of a blessing to you today. There's a lot of other people that could do a lot of better job than me. There's better preachers, better teachers. But we'd like to depend upon the Lord today to be a blessing to you. We've been looking forward to the broadcast. Living with one eye on eternity. Now you'll find your place there as we pick up in 2 Corinthians 5 and verses number 6 and 7. Paul, under inspiration of God in 2 Corinthians, is giving somewhat of an inside view of his heart, an autobiography of his heart. We're getting a heart exam of Paul's heart. I wonder what our heart would look like if we were to see it. Our heart's deceitful above all things, but if we could see it, would it be heavenly or earthly? Would it be temporal or eternal? Paul said in verse 18 of chapter 4, we studied broadcasts ago, we're not going to look at things that are seen, but things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. Then he talked about his heavenly home that he's looking forward to. He says, we actually groan for it. And then he says, we've got this confidence in verse number 6. And that's where we pick up 2 Corinthians 5, 6. We have a confidence. Let's talk about it. Therefore, we always are confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Confident, knowing that. Those are words of assurance, aren't they? Words of persuasion. Living with one eye on eternity involves persuasion. It involves assurance. Always confident. That word confident there has to do with being of good courage or being of good cheer, to be bold. God always gives courage. The flesh gives weakness. The spirit gives courage. The boldness comes from believing God. Believing God. You see there the Spirit of God in verse number 5. Hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. That's the assurance of the Spirit. That earnest is that down payment. See, God's given us a down payment in our heart, an earnest in our heart. What that means is we know that the best is yet to come, so we're confident. We're sure whilst we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Verse 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. He said, I've got a confidence that we have in the Lord. That one day we're going to be with the Lord. One day we're going to be in heaven. We're confident of that. He's saying, I'm confident that this life that I'm living in is but for a vapor. But for a little while. Child of God, one day we're going to have a Monday, and then a Tuesday, and then a Wednesday, and then on a Thursday, maybe. We might die. And then it'll be just a moment of time and we'll be raised again. Or for you, it might be on a Monday. And then on a Tuesday, Jesus comes again. And we'll meet all those that have died in Christ in the clouds. And we will forever be with the Lord. It's going to happen just like that. Just a normal, regular day. Oh, it might happen on Sunday. That'd be fine with me during a church service. Jesus comes again. Think of that. Think of that, friend. At 7:45, while the man of God preaches, those that are in Christ meet those who died in Christ in the air. Will you be in that number? You won't have another chance after that. Will you be in that number if Jesus were to come right now while I'm doing a radio broadcast? Would you be in that number? Are you in Christ? Well, Paul was confident that he was. He was persuaded that he was. I say, willing rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. He said, I don't want to stay in this body no longer. I want to be present with the Lord. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. While we're here in the body, one day we won't be. While we're here in the body, one day we're going to be absent from the body, absent from family, and present with the Lord. We know it's going to happen one day. We can't see it, but through the eye of Scripture. We can't see it, but we've got one eye on eternity. By faith, we know this life is all going to end one day. We're confident of that. Now, let me tell you something, friend. When you're confident of that, it'll have you to live a little bit different than everybody else. Actually, a lot of bit different. And that's what you're going to get into in verse number 9. When we have that persuasion about us, that assurance about us in our hearts, it has us to live differently. I want to tell you something from the Word of God. We're not all going to sleep, but we all shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. What's that mean? We're not all going to die. We're not all going to the local funeral home. We're not all going to have a service in the church. We're not all going to have a memorial service. We're not all going to have a funeral service. There is going to be a generation. There is going to be a generation that does not sleep. Meaning by that, they do not die. There'll be a generation when the whole crowd of the redeemed will meet those that died in Christ in the air. When Jesus will come. He said, behold, I come quickly. And there'll be a group, a generation. I believe it's a chosen generation, a selected few that won't die. Think of it. Muse upon it. He said, I want you to know something. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. One generation will be the generation that will be absent from the body just like that and present with the Lord. I want to ask ourselves the question, are your eyes on eternity? Is your heart set in heaven? For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. We look for the Savior. Our citizenship, our life is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior. Our preference is that Jesus would come again. That's our choice. But while we live, we're in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you, Paul said. Even though we want to go, that doesn't mean we stop working. Even though we want to be absent from the body and present with the Lord, we've got work to do. We've got a world to reach. We've got a ministry that God's given each of us. So we're in a strait betwixt two. But when we're in that strait betwixt two, with an eye on the eastern sky and an eye on eternity, guess what? We can live with eternity's values in view. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of this earth.